Here's an interesting word for you. Balagan. It means a mess, but it could be the name of a town somewhere in Ireland, couldn't it? Actually, it's a Hebrew slang word that I first heard on a visit to Israel. It can refer to many situations, a traffic meltdown, the state of your kid's room, Irish politics, Israeli politics, your complicated relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and so forth. It has interesting origins to it. It seems to have come to Israel from Russia in the late 19th century. It meant the same thing in Russia, especially referring to the wagons used by travelling puppet shows. The word apparently originated in Persia as balakana, from which comes our word balcony, and travelled via Turkey to Russia, Poland and Lithuania, and eventually Israel. When I first heard it there and had the meaning explained to me, I thought, this really ought to have been an Irish word. What we might say instead is that something is a Horlicks, as in, you've made a right Horlicks of that, haven't you? We might also say, you're making a right pig's lug of that. If you're referring to someone mixing their food all up together, you might say, you're making a right stir of it. Stir is an Ulster Scots or Scottish word that can also apply to a cloud of dust. If you stir up a whole lot of dust, you're making a stir. Stir might possibly have originated with the Vikings because it is also a Scandinavian word for dust. I spent an hour or two wandering around Krakow in Poland with a Polish couple who used to live here in Northern Ireland. Camilla, the wife, kept finding opportunities to repeat the Ulster phrase, what do you like? Which usually means there's something odd or amiss about the person referred to. We might also encourage this person to wise up or to catch herself on. Of course, I'm sure everyone is familiar with the Irish word idiot, a different way of pronouncing idiot. For instance, ye idiot, ye, what'd you go and do that for? Or, your man's all right, like, but he can be a bit of an idiot at times. Another way of saying that would be, your man's not the full shilling, or he's a couple of stories short of a bungalow, calling into question someone's mental capacity. You could also say, you haven't a titter of wit, have you? In this part of the world, we tend to excel at this sort of derogatory banter. We call it slagging. Strangers can be a bit taken aback when apparent friends start to slag each other off, saying things like, ach, you haven't the wit you were born with, or aye, your head's a marley, referring to a marble. Sure, he's as thick as chomp, or I think there's air getting in, or quit acting a maggot, you. If we want to make fun of someone's lack of height, we might say, stand up, Jimmy. Oh, you are standing up. The opposite would be, what's the weather like up there? Or we might say, if he was chocolate, he'd be some eating.